throughout the afternoon. Steve says his very, very best. He's sorry he can't be here, but you know he's like a father figure to you guys. He's helped you out considerably during the years. He is a lovely man, Harry, actually, yes. And you know that I'm like a big brother to you. So first of all, how has the past 12 months been? When did you finish the world tour? And what have you all been up to since then?
Past 12 months have been incredible. I think it was kind of our busiest year so far. We finished the tour about 3 weeks ago.
Yep.
Until February, and then we're going back out again. But it's been amazing. I feel very lucky that it's all kind of still going on.
Tell us what you did, or what you've managed to do over the past few weeks. Now, did you all manage to have a holiday? Noel, did you get a holiday in?
No, I didn't actually, because I wanted to stay in England, because I haven't been to the football at all. So I wanted to get a couple of games in, and then if you go away, then you have to be back at the weekend for the football, so I just kind of stayed here and played a bit of golf.
What about yourself, Harry? You haven't been away, have you? But did you manage to relax in any shape or form?
I stayed in America for about a week, and then came back and went up north.
Doing anything in particular you can tell us about?
I watched a lot of daytime television.
Is that the best rock and roll answer you can give me?
There was some... No, I can go... I mean, I watched a lot of Heartbeat. Well, they made 90 episodes, I think they made 90.
I'm sure you had a very good time. Liam, when you look back on the last 4 years and you take in everything that's happened and what's going to happen, does it seem real now? I'm guessing it has sunk in by now.
We were saying we have our time off and we've not really ever had a lot of chance to celebrate together. So I think, you know, at some point, boys, we've got to arrange a little party.
One day every year.
Just one day every year where we go out and we just let loose.
How difficult is it for you guys to relax, Niall, away from work?
I don't find it that bad, actually. I find it quite easy to relax. Just kind of in the house, kind of into my cookery recently.
What's your signature dish?
I've been watching that Jamie Oliver's Comfort Food, so I've been making a couple of burgers and stuff like that from scratch.
Listen, one of the things that came through in the film last year was that you guys didn't manage to get home as much as you wanted to, or as much as your parents would have liked you to. Have you managed to get home any more in recent weeks?
I don't think anyone can ever get home as much as their parents want them to. But we love our parents, and obviously we love coming home, and we love being in London and here.
And actually at the start of the year we had like 2 months off, which was great, so we spent plenty of time with the family then, so it was good.
It's called Four. Tell us all about that. What's in store for us? Ed Sheeran's done a track, and yeah, we also can reveal what the next single will be very shortly, but talk us through the album, Harry.
I think it's the one that we're proudest of so far. It's been a lot of fun recording it. We did it on the road again. We had like a trailer thing that we kind of cleared out, turned into a studio. You know, it's always fun kind of doing new music and stuff, and you know, you kind of start from scratch and end up with this thing. And I think with now, you know, working a year on it, now it's kind of ready to put out. It's exciting.
How do you decide on the tracks? I mean, how do you sit down as a
band?
Well,
we actually had a big meeting in LA with Simon was there as well. Yeah, so we just kind of sat down and voted, and it's just quite fun to hear the difference in opinions when seeing all our different styles come together. Actually, we kind of have a similar vibe for what we want for the album. It's very close. It's good to have, because then we've got a big team to go in with.
Give the microphone to Zane. What was your input to the album, and which are your favourite tracks?
I have a few favourite songs on there. I do like Stockholm Syndrome, and that's got a nice little kind of 80s vibe to it. That's one of my favourite songs on the album. I like Ready to Run. So yeah, I think the main thing about this album is that we just wanted it to be more about us and about our personal experiences, and we wanted to get involved with the writing and change the maturity levels of it a little bit, and I feel like, yeah, we did that, so it was good.
Give the microphone to Niall. Talk us through the latest single then. This is going to be called Night Changes.
Yes. There was a bit of deliberation whether it was going to be the first or the second single. We were having a couple of little bit of chats about what we're going to do. And then we ended up going with this, and we actually shot the video for it over the last couple of days, so kind of ready to rock and roll with that now. It's really good.
Now, this is the video where I saw you, you were getting arrested in a park by a police officer, and Harry, you were ice skating at the, was it the Science Museum or the Natural History Museum?
Natural History Museum.
Yeah, and you fell over. Was that part of the...
It was part of the thing, yeah.
So you're okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
You're not going to go on the Dancing on Ice thing at any point in the near future?
Depends how well this album goes down, to be honest.
Listen, guys, always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for talking to Steve Brown in the afternoon. The brand new album, 4, is released on Monday, November the 17th, and you can hear the second single from it. It goes to air on Friday, November the 14th, and it's called Night Changes. Good luck. We'll speak to you again before the World Tour, which kicks off February next year in Sydney. Any idea? Give it to Liam, because he's dying again.
I didn't do well, is that it?
Any ideas? Any ideas yet, Liam, when you're going to be in the UK next year as part of that world tour?
No, there isn't any information on that
as of yet.
Well, it's just a timing thing. It's not anything, because I know there's people on Twitter getting a bit like, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, we love touring UK. When we started, we're definitely going to be at our home, but it's difficult with a lot of the time and things and the way that the venues that we want to do with. So just don't blame us.
I'm not blaming anybody but you, Liam, okay? Only you. Listen, good luck with the tour and the album and the single and book and the live DVD and any more tattoos, Harry, that you want to talk us through at the moment? Can you tell us about it or not?
You have a very calming voice.
Thank you very much.
Always nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
Having us.
Cheers, guys.
Thanks, guys.